This is Rusty Tanton.
And Amber Ray.
And you're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that records in socks and sandals. What you're about to hear is a recording of a panel discussion Amber and I participated in and day four at DragonCon. The topic is podcast directories. Enjoy.
So again, welcome to Podcasting Directories. I'm going to have our panelists introduce ourselves and tell us which directory they're affiliated with. We have one more panelist that will be joining us later, Michael Stackpole from TSFPN, among other directories. So he'll be coming in and hopefully not too late. But let's get started with T, who's here for Podiobooks.
Yes, my name is T. Morris. The books you see in front of you, I'm affiliated with and also have podcasting backgrounds. Moravi, The Chronicles of Rafe Nascano, was the first novel to be podcast from cover to cover. And that experience, it was my first podcast, and that experience led to two things. The first one was Podcasting for Dummies, which I co-authored with Evo Terra, who, if you've been involved with the podcasting track, you've seen him. And while I was podcasting Moravi, which is on sale outside of my backpack, I do take MasterCard and Visa, along with Podcasting for Dummies, I was doing Moravi, but I was also doing, alongside Moravi was Scott Sickler's Earth Core and Mark Jeffries' Pocket Independent. Then we were contacted by two other authors. Welcome to the Beehive was a nonfiction podcast book, and then there was another gentleman that wrote a book called Paul's Story, and the gentleman's name is Tom Corbin. That was when Evo and I started talking, and we said, you know, wouldn't it be cool if we made a directory of just podcast novels? And then Evo came up with the term podiobooks as opposed to audiobooks. It's now podiobooks. And when you go to podiobooks.com, you will find over 50 titles, 50 podcasts. 50 people podcasting their titles for free with us, including people like Tracy Hickman, James Patrick Kelly, award-winning novelist Bill DeSmit, and yours truly. Gary.
Trying to pull books up for you.
Oh, okay. Well, oh, yeah, yeah.
Very nice. Thank you.
In fact, if you scroll down, you'll notice that we are featuring the Parsec nominees.
Excellent.
Which was, yep, there's our winner, Patrick McLean, How to Succeed in Evil.
It's awesome. It's actually a comic book.
Hugo nominee, James Patrick Kelly, Ian Kimberly and the Merciless. One of the Stories and Voices was a nominee. Seventh Son Descent. I mean, we were very, very proud that out of the nominees, there were seven finalists for the Parsecs.
Look at this one.
And yeah, I heard good things about that Podio book. But out of the seven finalists, six of them were all affiliated with podiobooks.com. We were very, very pleased with that. Okay, thank you. Thank you, by the way.
And I am Gary Leland. I run podcastpickle.com. And we're basically now have become a network of podcast directories. We have podcastpickle.com, which is the main database, I guess, for all the sites. And then we've started scifipods.com, which if you or in Podcast Pickle, when you're a science fiction podcast, you're in scifipods.com.
So. Yeah, but do you see that little logo in the middle? Time, 2006, coolest website. That's awesome, Gary.
And Sci-Fi Pods just went live Friday, so, I mean, it's got a lot of tweaking to do in it, so.
I think you have a typo. Yeah. In your URL.
I do.
Sci-Fi Podus.
Podus. Sci-Fi Cows.
Oh, ooh. SciFiCows.com.
Was that two cows?
No, sci-fi cows are the ones that are dissected by the UFOs.
Turned inside out.
Right.
That's a new novel for you.
So I'm curious to see what happens here.
Oh.
It may not.
Oh. Ooh!
Oh, that is too cool.
Oh, Gary.
It worked. I was scared it wouldn't work.
Sci-fi pods.
Wow.
It's not loading that fast, so.
Well, this is
we've got some tweaking to do on play. It just went live, and
it's a little graphic. That's really awesome.
And so you see that the first time you go.
Dude is at the convention. He launches this major part of his website.
Wow. So we have scifipods.com, which is just science fiction genre, and then we have sportspodcast.com, which is just if you're in sports, you can go there, and it's just a sports genre. We have churchpodcast.com if you're into churches. You can go there and get the church content. And then we have Podcast Island, which is a virtual reality world in Second Life, where you can go and listen to podcasts through our podcast player, but then you can meet other podcasters who are in there as their virtual representations playing the game that are hanging out on Podcast Island. So you can actually go up and you can go to T's show, which is on the island. You have a player, and so does Swoopy, and you can play their show. And then they might come by and say, hey, I love your show. And you can actually talk and interact with them. Wow. And then we have Pickle Mobile, which is the same database, but it's for your phone. If you have a phone that has access to the internet, by going to these sites and creating a list of your favorites, which is how our site works, when you go to Pickle Mobile, you log in with your username and passwords from these sites, and all your favorites are there. And you just click the button, and it streams it live to you, so you can use your phone. I don't carry an iPod anymore. I just stream it live through my phone, through my web access.
At least you didn't call it Pocket Pickle.
Yeah, they're not called, but that's what we have, I guess.
You might get more traffic if you called it that. Different traffic.
That might be a good name. I might get that anyway. Probably is gone already, though.
Probably.
But that's what I do.
Okay.
Can you give us your URL? I bet Gary will pull it up.
I sure will.
It's at gapodcastnetwork.com.
Oh, you were talking to us right now.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I would just like to say that if you're using Internet Explorer, it's not going to look as good as it normally would because, the font smoothing isn't the same. So please don't let this be your real first impression.
I don't know. It looks pretty good today.
I did all the CSS, so I don't want you to think that I...
Looks lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't look that bad, does it? Okay.
Are you a Firefox gal?
Yes, she is.
I'm a Mac user, and I was a Safari gal for the longest time, but convert to Firefox.
Yeah, so was I.
You can see that there's some Dragon Con podcasts already up there that we posted.
Wow. See, these people, busy.
Yeah. So anyway, so I'm a co-founder of Georgia Podcast Network, which is a portal site or directory, whatever buzzword you like, for locally focused, Georgia-focused podcasts. We have 6 network programs right now and about, I don't know, like 25.
20 or 25.
There she is.
Yeah.
Affiliate. Yeah, there I am. And the podcasts are basically, the only requirement is it has to be from within Georgia. We have podcasts about politics, religion, music, just
sports.
Yes, sports all across the board.
Yeah, our idea behind the site is we think that the most useful application of this medium is locally, to keep your focus as local as possible, to try to find your friends and neighbors, and to cover some of the things that the local TV news might not want to cover or might not have the resources to cover, and you can learn about your friends and neighbors in a way you might not have been able to before, and to hear their voices in a way you might not have been able to hear before. And that's the basic premise behind our site. The two parts of it, as she was explaining, are network programs. There's 6 of those, and the 20 to 25 affiliate programs. And one way that you can learn who your neighbors are and what they're podcasting about is to subscribe to our affiliates feed.
Because, one of our affiliates is in the audience right now. Would you like to wave at us?
Yes.
Hey, Leanne.
Hi, Leanne.
10%?
Oh, no.
I know what happens when I give you my 10%.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you mean to say? I don't even remember how I stumbled upon. I think I've been trying to get my stuff out there. I just go to Google and just start
you
looking
just
for directories.
You just emailed me. You just sent me a one-line email that said, I'd like to add my podcast.
Yeah, I said, hi. Can I add my podcast? And that was it. And I actually get a bunch of hits from it. Really.
If you go up to the top, actually, and hit the program directory right there, which is the second link, then go to the affiliate programs. You should actually be able to see Leanne's podcast.
Tag in the scene.
Tag in the scene. There it is.
Isn't that fun?
So what does that mean, affiliate programs?
People who already no, you don't have to pay. I should explain network programs and affiliate programs. I forget that people just don't know what we mean. But network programs are programs that are produced and hosted on the Georgia Podcast Network, our site. They're hosted there. They're produced there. Affiliate programs, people who already had podcasts elsewhere. So, Leanne has her own domain where she has her podcast. But the affiliate thing is just basically, we link to them. Their new podcasts show up in the links in the RSS feed. And they get to use our little banner to link back to us.
Keep going up. There you go.
Took me a second. Sorry.
Oh, there's my thing where I got to meet Billy West. Oh, good times. There's my little side.
Oh, wait a minute. So hey, scroll down.
Oh, there's going to be a picture of tea in there.
Hey, yeah. That's my name.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a slide.
It's just incestuous fun.
So I pushed that over off of from my live journal stuff yesterday because it's podcast related. All the stuff we got to meet.
Oh wait, are you talking about? Are you talking about the debauchery that was the party?
The good times at the party.
Yeah.
There's the pickle.
Oh hey, that's a cool shot of you with the pickle.
Nerd. There we are. Yay!
And the nipple.
And then in my teeth and the camelback. And there's Sheila. Good times.
Good times.
But yeah, this actually, if you scroll down the site, our site has the same little buttons like they do. Like you can listen to it straight off the show. Yeah, WordPress. Yeah. So it makes it a little
same
easier.
Same kind of flash player.
Oh, and you're going to see Claire's legs if you keep going down. I made him shave, and that was really funny.
Whoa.
Oh.
Awesome. Well, that's the chick podcast, so I make people do weird things that girls have to do.
Made men shave.
Yeah, make them
shave. So, Claire, I got to ask you, are your legs itching, man?
Oh, no, this was a couple months ago.
Oh, okay.
But it does look really funny because they're not all the way grown back.
The what?
It's not all the way grown back, so they look really funny. But yeah, I'm pretty new, so I don't have a whole lot going on there. But what I do have, there's a whole crap ton of it.
How did you
find time to do all this and like still party and stuff? I don't think I've checked my email since Friday. You people, that's awesome. Very cool.
We've been in here the whole time.
I got internet access. There's the postage.
So that's interesting because we have good representation of three very different types of directories, which I think is awesome. That means to show that like not all directories are created equal, and I think that's really interesting. Do you know of how many other podcast directories are similar to the Georgia Podcast Network wherein they're local based? Are there many for other states?
I might know of one or two others.
What are they? Because I don't know.
Yeah,
of any.
I mean I've seen them. And,
there was that one that wasn't there. One that somebody was telling us about in North Carolina, but then we never saw it.
Yeah, and it wasn't exactly like ours.
So basically, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there are any, have you considered creating a network of local networks?
Yeah, we've thought about that.
Oh, we got a picture. So you just go here and
find the meta network.
Yeah, I have to say, I think that's genius because I think you're right. I think getting people to, and I'm definitely going to be using your site a lot because most of the podcasters I know are not local. I mean, they are, but you know, it's a really great outlet. I think that's great. So, when did you come up with that? How long has the Georgia Podcast Network been around?
We officially launched May 1st of this year.
Wow!
And we had the idea
around January, February.
Yeah, and then we were just head down over the computers for several months just getting it done.
Yeah, because we have day jobs too.
I was going to say, how many people is it?
It's just us.
It's just us.
Excellent. How about you, Gary? When did the Podcast Pickle start?
Podcast Pickle, we started making Podcast Pickle in December 2005.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I remember that.
It launched on March, like March 12th, I think, 2005.
Because I was talking to you before it was open.
I was going to say, I didn't realize that we were kind of, that's awesome.
Yeah,
because we've watched you evolve. Podcast Pickle has come a long way in a very short period of time.
Maybe five or six directories at the time. I can't remember. We were one of the first ones. And
wait, March 2005?
Yeah.
Okay.
And people would, I would email people, you know, and go, hey, we got this really new directory. Would you mind signing up your podcast? Because you have to list yourself on Podcast Pickle.
Right.
It's not grabbing feeds. And I'd get people that would email me back and go, I don't need another directory. They don't need it. They would be real mean to me.
And they're sorry now.
Yeah, and I know who most of them are still.
Yeah.
and most of them are on Podcast Pickle now. That's funny. But people would, even on Rob Walsh's show, Podcast 411, when he interviewed me, he said, why do we need another directory, Gary? And I was like going, I don't know. Why is there more than one TV station? I don't know. And now there's, 140 podcast directories. So I guess someone else thought there was a need for another one.
Well, one of the things that I really liked about Podcast Pickle when it came out was that it did what I felt that Podcast Alley didn't.
Did not do.
For one thing, I felt Podcast Alley was extremely restrictive in the way that it was set up within its genres. Even with its fix of people voting on popular podcasts, there were still, you know, there's still ways you can get around it with spam bots and stuff like that. And Podcast Pickle just had a very different philosophy about it. And I really, really, I'm very, very, I'm pleased to be listed on Podcast Pickle. I mean, I'm listed on Podcast Alley. But if you go to my blog, you'll notice that I have, you know, I have links for Podcast Pickle. I think Podcast Alley is nice, but I don't think it is as user friendly as Podcast Pickle. And I just think it's a gas that I got my picture taken with P. Dilly and that I'm sitting next to Gary. This is cool.
You know, one of the things we found out real early that people really enjoyed is every page has a pickle page number. And so, like, I see people put it on their business cards now and their logos and stuff like that. And this is kind of a funny story. When I went to Podcast Expo last year, this is when I realized how much that was exciting some people. I was in the shuttle coming from the airport with, like, 8 people, and I knew one of them. And Scott Fletcher from Podcheck Review. And he goes, "Who's here for the Podcast Expo?" Well, everybody in the van was for Podcast Expo. And Scott goes, "Well, I'm pickle page 132. And this other guy goes, "I'm pickle page 18. And they all knew their numbers.
And then they got to you, and they said, you said, "I'm podcast pickle page 0.
but it was funny. Everybody in the van knew the number except one guy. And he goes, "I don't know my pickle page number, but I know my Podcast Alley page number." And they all said, "Why?" what can you do with that piece of information? Like, if you know your pickle page number in our site, like I just searched 4 and went to Today in Podcasting, a show of ours, you can set search by pickle page number. You know, so you're not having, if you know a show or someone says, "Hey, go search 4 on Podcast Pickle," you don't have to type out the whole, which you could type out for him. What did I just search for you?
You did survival.
Survival, and I got a list of every podcast that had survival in it. But one of the things about this I like here is if people listen to it on the site, you know, not subscribing, you know how many people came and listened to this episode, you know, on the site, you know, versus how many people downloaded it on the site. It's a lot of subscriptions. You know, and then you also can have comments. People can leave comments about the episodes or rate your whole show. So that's kind of cool. But the thing to me, and I'm just, I don't want to harp on this because I'll talk about it so they don't hog it up, but this is like the neatest feature in the world to me, is why I am going to talk about this one. You can, on any podcast page, if you send your people to your Podcast Pickle page, like I hear people vote off, and I'm not harping on Podcast Alley for doing this, but I hear people every month, "Go vote for me at Podcast Alley, vote for me at Podcast Alley." I hear it till I'm sick of hearing it, and I'm sure everybody is. But if you get someone to go to Podcast Pickle and click this button right here to add you to your favorites, add to favorites, you know, they only got to do it for you once. They're in your favorites list, and now what you've created is you can go to your control panel on Podcast Pickle, and you can see all of the people who are your fans. And you can send them all a message and say, "Hey, next show, we're having a contest." And they all will get this message from you. So it's a usable database for you to work with. You can actually build, you know, a list by sending people here. You actually get all these people here. You can do something with them. You know, you can work with them. You can send them messages. So
that's, well, and you didn't go out and get them. They found you. They said, "They're my favorites," and now you know who they are.
Right. And if you send them to your, and if you tell them on the show, and it's not like evidently people don't have a problem asking because they ask for votes every month.
I have a problem with asking, and we never get it until.
Some people don't ask because they ask every month. I hear thousands of people going, "Vote for me," over and over and over and over.
Yeah,
so
I say,
instead of doing that, hey, how about say, "Hey, I'm trying to build a, you know, a way to contact my fans. If you go to my Pickle page, just search page 832, add me as a favorite, click one button, I don't even need your email address."
Right.
Then I can send you messages. So that's what I think is cool about it.
Well, and also at the Podcast Pickle, everyone has an equal opportunity to be featured,
yeah,
or to be the podcast of the day, or to have your profile featured. Yeah. I mean, it can be anybody. And that's fantastic. And when we used to, for a while, I was doing the Pickle Roundup because Derek was doing it, and then I did it for a while. And you could pick anything. I mean, everybody had, it wasn't just the people who were in the top 10. It wasn't just the people who were, you know, the big hitters. Everyone had an equal opportunity at Podcast Pickle to get featured.
What we do now is we have a guest pickler. Now, this person's on here all week.
Guest pickler.
And this person gets to pick out 7 podcasts of the day. So they get to say, "Hey, here's my favorite 7 shows." And to be a guest pickler, the contest is, it's a contest. You have to send me an instant message through the Pickle service saying contest. That's it. And every week I like pick a number and I count up from the bottom, and if I say 12, I count number 12, and they're the guest pickler for the week.
That's neat.
You know, and then you get to pick 7 podcasts to show off.
Yeah.
So far no one's picked their own. I thought that was pretty
interesting. Nah.
We've been doing it almost a year now. So that's a pretty interesting thing on there.
I guess it's hard to talk about the directory that's not represented here, but go to Podcast Alley. But I mean, in the beginning, it was, you know, everybody was Podcast Alley this, Podcast Alley that.
Well, only one there was to go to.
Well, but I felt like immediately when Podcast Pickle came around, I mean, there really kind of did become like two schools of thought. There were Podcast Alley people and there were Podcast Pickle people. And I never felt the sense of community, and I never felt the sense of people helping people instead of just trying to get ahead and you know, votes and stuff like that. And then when Podcast Alley started having these gigantic ads and they got sponsorship and then they became affiliated with Podshow, Podcast Alley it lost its use for me as an independent directory. And I mean, I don't know, I've never felt at home at Podcast Alley. I'm sure a lot of people do, but I just was never one of those people.
Podcast Alley is just very different from it's like a PC and a Mac. I mean, a PC is the PC is a tool. In my opinion, that's what Podcast Alley is. Whereas Podcast Pickle is just fun to surf. And it's very user friendly, and you know, while I say, well, you know, Podcast Alley serves my service. You know, people say, well, how do you feel about Podcast Pickle? It's the same way I feel about my Mac. I love Podcast Pickle.
Yeah, that's it. It's cuddly.
It's just warm and cuddly, but it's practical. So it's practically warm.
Come on, cuddle the pickle.
Yeah. I'm feeling the love here. You know,
and everybody loves you, Gary.
I'm being kind of mean here. This is right here. They have this list of where you can like choose how many shows you want to search. You know, on the search. This is the only upgrade they've made since Podcast Pickle came out in December 2005.
Right.
They don't like work on this directory ever. I mean,
well, and the people
who Podcast Alley. Sites. I built five directories. They haven't
all in San Francisco making fat cash.
But this is the only improvement they made on the entire site right here that I'm aware of.
There's not much.
Well, that and the ads, the giant ads. That you go to the forums and there's giant ads between everything.
I remember when there was no ads at all.
I'll tell you something some people might be interested in. And by the way, guys, I don't want to hog this up. I mean,
I have a question about the pickle player.
Everybody's going to get equal time.
Can I ask you something about the pickle player? Is there a way to make it not autoplay?
You know, the text
because
it doesn't.
I really wish that it would not autoplay because I tried to put one in our MySpace page.
Which one? This one or the multi?
The multi-episode. And I wanted to put it in there, but like I really hate when people have autoplay stuff on their MySpace. So it was like, well, I want it there, but I don't want it to autoplay.
I will check on that tomorrow and see if
Thank
I can
you.
Get a non-autoplay version replaced.
That's the other thing about
give us about a week to...
Okay.
Yes.
This guy right here, he's everything.
Yeah.
And if you ask something like that... He'll actually...
He's like, I'm on it.
Sweet. Yeah,
I'm
on it. I'm on it. Well, we read the forums.
We had a problem where we lost our password.
Oh, well, you want to talk about what happened with the Podcast Pickle back when it happened, the big hijack?
Well, we had a situation where our password just stopped working for us, and we just did a quick email to Gary here, and bam, we had it up and going the next day. It was...
Yeah, because we're on there all day long, and all of us working on it, so we try to do it back.
You can Skype Gary, and he'll talk to you.
Yeah, just Skype Podcast Pickle, and I answer it. Yeah, people always go, is this a real person? Is this really Gary?
Really the pickle?
Yeah, this is really me. But these players, you can download this player here, for instance, and it'll play single episodes for you, or you can download this player here, which, according to you, is going to play a podcast when I open it. And these are free for you to use on your podcast pages. You know, I've never gone to to be honest with you, so they may. But this thing seems to load real slow here on this line we have. But these are free.
Pickle slices.
I'm curious now if it's going to. Yeah, it's trying to play, so it's going to play, you're right. But then you can browse the episodes in here and pick an episode you want to hear. And then another thing also, I'm just going to tell some people about some features I have for people don't know, is you can go to the show Pickle Tips here. We keep this on top because... it's a feed of ours that are just like telling how to use new features as they come out. And so all this feed here is episodes that are less than 5 minutes. And every time we come out with a new feature, or we just try to explain how to use something. Because we got a lot of things on here people don't even know are on here. Like, I bet you all have seen things on here you didn't know were here already.
I'm taking notes.
You have so many features.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, see, look at these lines. Like, wow. That show had 508 downloads. I didn't know that.
But But he's on there every day.
Well, Pickle Tits is pretty damn popular, huh?
Yeah.
But so you can see things you can't see otherwise. When you go to the control panel, you can really see detailed stuff, which I can't log into the control panel from here for some reason, for the same reason. Oh, I'm logged in. That's why I am. That's why you can see the stats. You can't see other people's stats normally. I can see everybody. Right. So, but you can go to your control panel, and right here are all the people who have you have as a favorite. So you can go, oh, good. This gets tally. But let's say you got tired of their show. Instead of having to go mess with it, you can just remove it from your favorites right there.
How'd that happen?
No, that's pickle page number.
Pickle page number 608.
Oh, you mean how did we get 608?
And here are your private messages, when people private message you. And then it lists all your casts on one place. So if you have multiple casts, you can work on them all from here. You're not having to like bounce around to see things and find out stats. And it shows each all your fans of each show. So you can look at the fans of each one of your things from here, too. And you can send them a message.
I know about...
You just not been spending.
And if you and we have a feature for $3.95 that you can send every one of your fans a message at one time. So very for $3.95 a year, which we figure we're gonna try to make something. We're not gouging one, but for $3.95 a year, you could send all your fans a message instead of having to open and close, open and close, open and close. So then we have buttons here you can put on your website that just ask from your website for people to add you to their favorites. It's got the code for you, so they don't have to come to the pickle to do it. Build that list.
So why don't we look at some of the features of Podiobooks.com, because I know you guys have specialized features there too.
Yeah, it's funny. When Evo asked me to be part of this panel, I was like, why? I mean, we're not really a... And then I thought about it and said, oh, yeah, I guess we are a directory.
You are.
Yeah, and I'm and it's very proud. I mean, we've been very proud of this directory, mainly because we've been online for less than a year. We actually went live in October 2005. Hasn't even been a year, and we already have over 50 titles, and we're coming up on our... I think we've already passed our... we're coming up on our 1 millionth download. You know, 835,000 episodes downloaded since the 1st of October. I mean, this has really become a very popular site, and Evo and I are just looking at it and going, what have we done? And we can't take full credit for it, though. There's a third person in the mix. His name is Chris Miller, and he is the computer guru. Evo is the wheeler and dealer. I'm the first line of defense. I'm the one that basically accepts submissions and reviews them and makes sure you're up to our tech specs. Chris is the one that makes everything go. And what we have here is we have previous titles, but because the bottom line is we just can't feature all the titles, 50 titles, and everyone wants to be featured on the homepage, and we just can't do that. But when you are a new feature, you will find yourself up here for a few weeks, and then we have just randomly chosen titles that'll be featured. When you go to one of these titles, you just go ahead and you click onto it. And you get book information. It tells you if the Podio book is in progress or if it's complete. Now, this is pretty important because of the whole pod fading situation. We've had a couple of Podio book authors pod fade on us, and that's been a real pain in the keister. But the good news about Podiobooks.com is we let you know if you're worried about something like that happening, but you still want to sample a Podio book. Best thing to do is to check a title and find out if it's complete or if it's in progress. Yes. Oh, yeah, well, let me go ahead and explain to you how Podiobooks.com works. Because you came in late, so I'm just going to give you... that's quite all right.
Actually, this lovely lady has been... She is one of the people who had a hard time finding this room, and she wanted to be here almost all weekend, and she's new to podcasting, so...
You know what that means? That makes you my favorite.
Yeah.
Okay, so there we go. So here's what happened. You're looking at Moravia, okay? Moravia was the first novel to be podcast, and while I was podcasting Moravia, Scott Sigler stepped up to the plate, and he was doing Earthcore, which was the first podcast-only novel. You couldn't get it in stores. You could only get it as a podcast. Then Mark Jeffrey approached us with The Pocket and The Pendant, and these three podcast novels, and that's when Evo coined the term Podio books, were being hosted by the Dragon Page cover to cover. They were so successful, two more authors approached us, and that's when Evo and I decided to create Podiobooks.com. And all we tell people is, if you've got a story that you want to tell, It can be previously published. It can be published. You could be submitting it to places for a publishing deal. However you look at it, if you've got a story to tell, we will host it on PodioBooks.com. You provide us content, we host it for you for free. The way we pay for PodioBooks.com is this right here. We have a donate button, and we ask people for $10. And half of it goes to the author. Now, try talking to any of the big name authors. If they have royalties of 50%, then you know what? They've got a much better contract than 99.999% of the other authors out there. but half of it goes to them, and the other half goes to PodioBooks.com for operations. We're making enough that we can keep things running. That's kind of cool.
At this stage of the game, I'm guessing that it's not a problem, but if that same author wanted to be on other podcasts, do you have a problem if they...
Not at all. Okay. Basically, this is what we tell people, like JC, for example, Seventh Son. By the way, great audio book. I love it. I did not want to be the judge to decide who won the Parsec for long form. I'd heard all of them, and I was in phenomenal company, in my opinion. But with Seventh Son, and also with Scott Sigler, right now, two of his three Podio books are online with PodioBooks.com. But they also were podcasting the novels on their own on a separate feed. We try to get people to podcast exclusively the Podio books. It's not a rights issue or anything. We actually have tracking software. If we go back to the homepage and we click again, am I loading?
Loading. It's thinking.
Okay.
The little Windows flag is waving.
Yeah. Ah, there we go.
Back down there.
Now, here's something else. This is another nice feature. You'll notice that when, instead of hitting the back button, I hit the home button so you can come back. And you'll notice that when the page reloaded, all new titles. So we have a randomizer that when it says, have you seen, if you reload, you'll eventually see your title. But basically, every time the page reloads, not you know, use the back feature, but every time it reloads, new titles pop up. But we have over here, check out the charts. And what we have is we have some tracking software on PodioBooks.com that tracks, is the flag waving? Good. That tracks a variety of top 10 stats. You know, who's subscribing, what are they subscribing to, what are the top 10 all-time rated podcasts that are PodioBooks. And that's basically what. And when the charts eventually up, boy, oh yeah, it is the wireless connection. I'm telling you, it's slow. We have the same problem in our room. But until the charts load up, I'll continue to talk to you. The question is, do we charge the authors anything at all? The answer is no, but we do ask one thing. We ask several things. We ask for, first off, in our submission guide, we ask that you download the submission guidelines. When people say, I want to host a Podio book. Well, great, but you got to send us a submission chapter. Here it is. And if it's completely off base, then it's like, okay, you haven't read the submission guidelines. This is not even close to our tech specs. We can't do a thing with it. And we will hold your hand, but to an extent, you have to download the submission guidelines first and read it. That's all we ask. The second thing that we ask is that you do not have any sort of hate or agenda material. That it is, you know, if you want to do something on Islam, that's fine. If you want to do a study of Islam and the history of Islam, that's fine. But if you bring us a title that's basically says Islam is the way, it is the only way, and those of you who don't believe it, you're heathens, and you almost die. We're not going to do that on PodioBooks.com. That's the only time we step in with content, and it's because we will not do hate material. The third thing we ask you to do is that you make 5 episodes first. Why 5? Because after making your 5th podcast, you're going to know exactly how much time is invested in making a Podio book. And then the last thing is that you do not bail on us. And if you bail on us and then you come back a few months and you don't tell anybody and you don't tell us, and you come back a few months later and it goes, well, yeah, that idea kind of died down, and oh, but I got a new idea for a Podio book. Absolutely not. No, we are not going to take that chance a second time. Now, taking a look at these, oh, hey, I'm up to number three on top of our overall rating. Cool. Okay. So anyway, I'm an all-time. Yeah. Rock on. I'm starting. I'm
that pimping you done.
Yeah. No wonder I'm so tired, man. And I didn't even buy myself breakfast. Anyway, so this, we have the Potty Books top 10. These are the stats where they're the most popular books by number of subscriptions in the last 30 days. And I mean, JC was here, Scott was here, Murr was here. I mean, these are all extremely good people. And someone who wasn't here, but I recommend their book, is Singularity by Bill DeSmit. This is a terrific patio book. We also have top overall ratings going back to seven. I'll show you what that is in a moment. Today's top subscriptions. So these are all the top subscriptions from just today, and then these are the all-time subscriptions. So we give people, kind of like in Podcast Pickle, instead of it being by votes, we do it by the stats. But going back to the Seventh Son, you also get a chance, if you want to go ahead and rate the book, just like with Amazon. You can give it 4 stars, 5 stars, you know, all that stuff, and we have that. This is a brand new feature that I absolutely love. You can actually download promos now from here. You know, promos, you know, the little commercials for podcasts. If you really dig Seventh Son, if you really dig Moravi, if you really dig Singularity, and they have their promo uploaded to us on podiobooks.com, click on that, it downloads to that podcast, and then the podcast can go ahead and play it. We also have something similar. We have something similar to a Podcast Pickle Player. In fact, I think that is the Podcast Pickle Player, I'm 100% sure. We also offer links to authors' websites if they have it. If it's online for sale at Amazon.com, we offer that too. But the neatest thing about Podiobooks.com is one of the original features of it. And this is the part where I go, this is why Podiobooks.com rocks. If you subscribe to Seventh Son and you really dig it, let's say Leanne says, you know, I'd like to find out about Seventh Son. I go, fine. And I give her JC's address. Well, she goes on ahead. She subscribes. And she hears chapter 7, and then 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, depending on how she sets up her aggregator, her podcatching client. She's going to be sitting there waiting for all this stuff to download, and then she's got to start all over again, and then she starts from the beginning. Let's say Claire says, I want to find out more about this, and I give them the pottybooks.com site, because I like Claire more than Leanne. Anyway, so Claire gets it. He subscribes to podiobooks.com. I'm at chapter 7. Claire starts at 1. This is the genius that is Chris Miller. Chris set up a specific type of RSS feed where you can be at chapter 7. You tell a friend, Gary subscribes, and Gary starts at 1. After chapter 4, Gary tells a friend, you subscribe at pottybooks.com, you start at chapter 1.
How does that work?
I have no fracking clue. That is why I handle the submissions.
Can you log in and show?
If I could remember my password, but I'm so exhausted right now. You want to? Okay, you go right ahead.
Did we contact you guys through your various pod sites, pod directories?
Mm-hmm. Actually, we have a contact us page, and you can either contact me directly at t@podiobooks.com or inquiry@podiobooks.com. Inquiry is the general email, but since you're my favorite now, and you found us, you can contact me at t@podiobooks.com. No.
We have cards here.
I'm not out of my personal cards, but I didn't bring any Potty Books like cards because I thought Eva was going to handle that. Anyway,
I think so.
Yeah, exactly. There's also one other person I want to make sure I mention too is JC Hutchins. Just like with Podcast Pickle, we have something called the Potio Booker, and that is and JC Hutchins of Seventh Son produces this very quick, very very easy. Podcast about patio books, and it just gives you the latest news, new titles, interviews. It's a lot of fun. Are you logged in?
Yeah.
Okay. And I take it you have not subscribed to this one.
I have not subscribed to this one yet.
Okay. So we'll walk you through the process. First, you have to set up an account. Now, why do you set? Does it cost you anything? No. Do you get an email with it? Yeah, you have to give an email and some identifiers. But again, the reason why you log in is so that we can track the stats. We do not give away your email address. We do not spam you. Nothing like that. So when you log into your account, first off, if you can always check your account. And when you I'm sorry, that's the wrong one. You can go to My Subscriptions and. You have exceptional taste in audiobooks. Although mine's not up there. But the thing is, it will keep track of what your subscriptions are. But if we head back, a bit. He wants to subscribe to How to Succeed in Evil. He logs in. He hits subscribe. You say okay. And then once you do that, you have all these different ways of subscribing. If you want to use iPod or X, if you want to use Podcast Ready, if you want to use iTunes, if you want to use Juice, and then you can also have the subscription pop up every day, every other day, every week, every other week. You know, we try to make this as customizable and as user-friendly as possible. We want you to get the chapter on your time. And I think my head would explode if I was listening to JC every day. So I go every week, and it's like 24, you know. It's like Eureka. It's like BSG, you know. I'm like every Monday I'm checking my aggregator, going, I've got a new Seventh Son, yes, you know. I mean, and I know when I get home I'm gonna have the last Nina Kimberly chapter, I'm gonna have the last Seventh Son chapter, and I'm just gonna lock myself in a room and say, honey, take care of the child for one more day, you know. But
how do you get their donations to them?
Well, the same thing. It's make a donation, and I believe it's done through. I'm just going to make a quick donation. It's done through PayPal.
But how do you get it to the author?
We get it to the author. It is monthly. Evo, believe it or not, we do trust Evo with cash. And what he does is he basically divvies it up. And have I gotten rich off of it? Absolutely not. Have I taken my wife out to dinner on it and a nice dinner? Absolutely. So
see, I have years of background in recording for the blind. So all this podcasting stuff is totally new to me, and it's exciting because it's new toys, new technology. If you guys ever need narrators, I can find you a stock of them.
Well, but you can also, like I said, you can also contact me through here. But the we have received more queries about, and we're trying very, very hard to do an outreach program, because we know that there are a lot of blind fans.
Well, I was mentioning this to Swoopy last night. After World War II, there was a congressional allotment, more or less, for recording for the blind.
Right.
And there are a number of studios in the U.S., and most of them are affiliated with blind schools. But there is, a captured audience there.
Absolutely.
And there's an outreach through that community that's definitely available to you.
It's funny you should mention that, because when before Podiobooks.com took off, and it was still an idea, and we were still in the beta phase of it, Evo and I were both approached by a representative of the Canadian Society for the Blind, and he was saying CNIB. Yeah, that's it. Got his card, got it to Evo, and he talked to us both, and he basically said, the biggest problem with the books for the blind is we're running out of content. There are some places that don't want to give us audio rights to re-record them and all this stuff. And I'm like, well, then let me introduce you to Podiobooks.com.
Well, here in the U.S., if they've got a ISBN number, Library of Congress, they've given up the audio rights because it's nonprofit and it's available to particularly any veterans. So they can't argue about it. They're published. They got an ISBN number.
Right.
The rights are there.
Right. Well, if you're looking for new and original content, and all this stuff is free.
How do blind people use the internet?
Screen readers.
Screen readers.
That's their technology.
They can't see what's on the screen.
They have speaker braille machines, actually.
Well, I can see the typing.
They have screen readers.
But it reads what's on the page?
Right.
Yeah. Speakable. Yeah.
Yeah, I've had to redo some of the stuff on our website because I got a few people that... from the Skeptic Society who are actually blind and work for them.
Yeah, like the alt text and stuff that we
have. Yeah, it's part like of the 508 things, compliance.
Like most of the things is technology-based. The mm-hmm. stuff that's out in the open marketplace is years ahead of what's available to them through the government. I'd say that technology, they just got past the big real cassette players that they distributed, and you had to listen to the books on those big real players because that was right. how the whole thing was kept proprietary technology. So the stuff is out there. It's just it's a search to find.
Yeah, and but from what it sounds like, I think that the people that you work with would benefit.
Used to work with. I'm a freelancer now.
Gotcha.
So
you
have the iPodder X button. Well, it doesn't exist anymore.
Well, it's for people who are currently using iPodder X. Yeah, yeah. Trust me, I'm at a point now.
Still listen with it.
Yeah, I'm one of them, and I'm at a point now where I'm about to ask Ray. Okay, you know, Popcorn is cool, but I'd really, really like to see Transistor.
where is the new thing?
I wish I knew.
I think they've given up on it.
I think they have.
Before you leave off here, the one thing that I like is for those completed books. I downloaded that list there for my flight down here from Calgary, Canada.
I'm from Calgary, Canada, so that's a full day of flying. And I don't want one episode a week for the next five. I can't wait for that.
Right.
Because
right.
I want a full day of content for my flight.
Sure.
So you can grab, release all episodes, and it'll give you in your feed all the ones that have been uploaded already.
Which is the traditional way that people do it, but what I still really enjoy about podiobooks.com is the ability that several weeks down the road you can also start from number one. Yep. The only services that we charge for, the only thing that we charge for at podiobooks.com is this. It's something we just launched called PB Pro, Podio Books Pro. And it's basically a la carte services. Eve and I were talking about, there are plenty of authors that they listen to Seventh Son, they listen to me, and I know you won't hear it from the voice right now, but that's what happens when I come to winging it here live. I'm a professionally trained actor. And I still, you know, I still consider myself a professional actor. I have my SAG card and all that. And an author could come on and go, you know what, I would love to make a podio book, but I don't like the sound of my voice. Could T do it for me? And for a fee, yeah, we offer studio time, we offer engineering time, we offer talent time. It's just a matter of if you want to make that investment. And when people see the investment, which you'll notice is not cheap, you know, $150 per studio hour, serializing $50 per episode. It's not cheap. But the reason why we ask you to do five episodes first is because of the cost behind it. This is a lot of time that goes into it and a lot of love. I mean, Evo and I are not getting rich quick by this by any stretch of the imagination. But you know what? I feel very, very proud to be affiliated with podiobooks.com. It's a terrific service. And the amount of feedback we've been getting, people have just been just so, so, you know, people going, I would have never found you, T, if it wasn't for Podium Books. I would have never discovered Scott Sigler. I would have never discovered J.C. Hutchins. And you really discover, and one of the things I think you find out in podiumbooks.com is you discover just how talented people are that are out there that have yet to be discovered.
Hey, I got a question.
Sure.
I use iTunes. Can I subscribe in this direction?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a button.
Yes, there's a button.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, there is a button.
Okay, cool.
There's a button.
I was going to say we're getting close to time, but I would like to hear a little bit more about the Georgia Podcast Network what you guys have planned for future. Since you're new and you're starting, you've certainly come a long way, but what are some of your cool features and what do you have plans for the future?
You talk for a minute while I drive.
That's why there's two of you. That's great.
Yes.
Yeah, we're sort of in the version 1.0 stage right now.
I do like your website.
Yeah,
it's a gorgeous website.
It's very nice.
We're just about to the point where we're very close to hitting the critical mass we need to make some of the features that are on Podcast Pickle and Podio Books useful. Because if you have a top 10 list, well, it helps to have 10 podcasts, doesn't it? One of the most useful features we think of our site, of course, is being able to find folks that are close to you. And if you go try, which one was my DragonCon podcast? The first one or the second one? It doesn't really matter. Just click on one of them. And then click on my member profile there, which is attached to that And you can see we have lists of interests, and we have favorite podcast lists, and recent blog posts, and comments, and everything like that. If you click on City of Decatur there, for example, you can see all of our members who are from City of Decatur.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
That's,
because not only do you have a podcast network, but you have a networking network to find other people in your area. And you're like, dude, I want to go to Dragon Con. Mm-hmm. Who else is here that wants to go to Dragon Con?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And you can also do it by, I mean, basically anything.
Search by interest.
County
search by
interest.
Awesome.
I mean, the tagging is probably one of the most powerful features on here. And used it to the level that we would like to incorporate it yet.
Yeah, we have full-time jobs, so.
It's, we should draw for our podcasting certification.
Where did that come from? I
threw
all those away.
In the hall. What's that all about?
Oh, you went to the program. Wow, cool. Okay.
So basically, like what we think, what Rusty was saying about the benefit of keeping everything very locally focused is sort of grew out of what our philosophy is about blogging. We've both been blogging for a long time. I've been blogging for about 4.5 years. You've been, 3 years?
Yeah, about 3 years.
We met through our blogs.
That's awesome.
It's a blogger love story. It led to a podcast directory. And
that sounds like a patio book.
The couple that podcasts together stays together.
Yes. So we think that when it comes to blogging, especially with things like politics, I mean, Rusty blogs more about politics than I do, but, you know, everybody loves to blog about national politics. Oh, what did Bush do this week that I think is dumb? You know, but anybody can write about that. Like, it just gets so
And it's not going to get read by anybody.
You're not going to change. Like, yes, everybody should vote for the president and everything like that. But you're not going to change
level.
What's happening on the national or global level, just you. But if you do, I mean, I don't like the term grassroots, but I mean, that's what it is. I mean, you can influence things at the local level.
If you
level.
Write about your county commissioner, they're probably going to read that. They're probably going to hear that. You podcast about your county commissioner, they're going to hear
and
about
we have,
that.
For example, one of our most popular podcasts is the Georgia Politics Podcast, which a friend of ours, he puts it together. He plays moderator every month and has panel.
Awesome.
Yeah, a panel of local people, mostly local bloggers of different political stripes come together and we did. He did one interview so far with a House candidate, and the response to this has been, you know, very positive and very well received because people in the community actually listen to it and actually, you know, pay attention to what's said, and it's a little more accessible than watching. For example, I mean, I don't know how many of y'all are from Atlanta, but you know, the Georgia Gang comes on TV and it's a bunch of old white guys sitting around yabbering about whatever it is they talk about, and it's not very accessible.
I don't know what happened to it. We got approached not too long after we started Skepticality by someone local who wanted us to start producing a podcast at the Georgia legislature and to podcast some of that stuff, and they were trying to talk about getting like legislative sessions, podcast, and things like that. It sounded like a huge job, and unfortunately I told them they'd need to find somebody who actually works there to get that kind of permission, but I think that's awesome. So are we listed on the Georgia Podcast Network site?
Well, I emailed Derek a while ago.
Well, that was your first mistake.
And asked if he wanted to be listed, and he said not at the moment because y'all were taking a hiatus, but if you want to be,
well, that's a good point.
Your permission.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Would we come and sign up?
No, all we need is your permission, and we just grab your RSS feed and plug it in here.
Oh, cool.
And then you're listed under affiliate programs with links to your sites, and then also
the whole affiliate directory is built automatically.
Automatically.
Do it.
And then, you know,
please do. Please add us.
The new shows show up here.
Yeah, no, you mentioned it to me, and we hadn't gotten picked up by Skeptics, so we didn't have a show, so we didn't want to, like, advertise ourselves with that content. It's all right. No, do please add us because okay. I think this is awesome, absolutely awesome.
And ultimately, where we would like to go with this is we're planning a redesign for the site probably in a few months, and we'd like to start incorporating more of like I mentioned, the tagging, incorporating that, and offering more services. We've done a few things where we go out and record people's
business meetings. We think that there's a huge potential there for example, community meetings. Like, you know, MARTA holds these meetings, and, you know, yeah, I know plenty of people who would love to go, but you can't always get out there.
They sort
at
of seem to exist in a vacuum.
You have to,
people should do that.
So we want to offer these services where we can come and we can record it for you, we can edit it for you. You know, you pay us, obviously, for our time, but, you know, and then it's available to people who can't come and be there in person but still want to get involved.
Well, a lot of people can't. I mean, it's
just can't, yeah.
There's just, well, I mean, they hold these meetings at 3 in the afternoon, and you're not going to make it.
If you work, you know.
Yeah.
I also see a big niche in here, or a big market in terms of travel.
Exactly.
With sound-seeing tours, and, I mean, if you go to a network like this and go from Georgia, say, to Louisiana or Tennessee or Mississippi and get sound-seeing tours.
You can pull up the Americas podcast for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Robert's about to start a show.
Yeah, we have somebody who's about to start doing a podcast about Georgia travel and Georgia tourist locations. We did a two-parter. We took a little trip down to Americus, and we did a little recap of it. I don't know if it's on the main page now. I'll find it. What was your question?
I'm just trying to get a clarification as to how many of you are solely audio, or is there a mixture of audio and video on the various offerings out there?
Ours is audio and video.
There it is.
Yeah, there are a lot of video podcasts on Podcast Pickle.
We just, at PodioBooks.com, we just got our first enhanced podcast, our first enhanced Podio book. It should be going live in a few weeks. And the difference between a video there are three levels of a podcast. There's your standard audio podcast, there's an enhanced podcast, and there's a video podcast. And the downside of the enhanced and the video podcast is that they only play back on iTunes. So already you're narrowing the audience that you're going to reach, because you don't need iTunes to be your podcatching client. You can have Juice, you can have Trends, whatever it's going to be, Transistor or iTunes. But Oh yeah. But the enhanced podcast is not video. It's still images that read on chapter markers, and they're created, and it's put in a format that only iTunes can understand.
Well, like an illustration in the book.
Right, like an illustration in the book.
Amped.
What?
Amped show.
Right.
Association of Music Podcasting. That's what I use.
Yeah.
And people loved it.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, so you can go from song to song. You can choose where you want to go.
Sure. And it's terrific. It's really cool. But the downside is that instead of reaching a whole bunch of people, you're now just reaching people who are on iTunes. So we talked about that with the author. We said, are you sure that's what you want to do? And she was like, absolutely, I'm okay with that. So we're like, fine. So we've gone on ahead and we've launched, or we're getting ready to launch, our first enhanced Podio book. And the first chapter was really neat.
So is it possible that you would do... two formats?
Yes, you can do two feeds. You can do two feeds. You can the standard MP3 and then the enhanced podcast. The MacCast, which is a terrific podcast, run by Adam Christensen. The MacCast does that. A lot of podcasters, if they decide they want to do an enhanced feed, it's two feeds.
Something to keep in mind about podcasting audio versus video is there's a level of involvement with both making an audio podcast versus a video podcast and consuming a video and audio podcast. You're asking for the listeners/viewers sight and sound with a video versus just their ears with an audio podcast. And there's also more expense involved in making a video podcast. And so the further along down that chain you go, the more involvement you're asking for, both from the people making it and the people listening to it. And we right now are focused a lot more on audio because of that, because we think we can get we kind of want to gradually get people more involved with it.
And you know, you listen in your car, you listen at work. I mean, that's what I do. I can't sit there and watch a video because I'm trying to work, I'm trying to drive, you know. So I think I guess I have to admit that I'm not totally sold on vidcasting just yet, but I've never really been an early adopter. But I think that some people I've talked to have sort of viewed it as a progression. Like, you start with blogging, then you move to podcasting, then you move to vidcasting. I think that's a big mistake, that there's a place for all of those different things, and they're all unique, and they all need to continue to exist for a variety of different reasons.
Yeah, the only thing about video is
it's really fun to do. And you never underestimate the, you know, enjoyment that people have of video. Mm-hmm. And I think if you offer it, maybe not all the time, but sometimes. Yeah. Right. I mean, like recently, you know, I had to shoot Derek with Silly String because I was forced to, and it was really hard on me. And it was fun to listen to the audio of me spraying it and him reacting to it.
You really can't capture that with just audio, though.
But I didn't make it into a podcast, but I did make the clip available, and we got huge response about that, and people want us to do more video, and so we're planning to do more video, but it's. Like an addendum, it's extra content. It's not going to replace the podcast for sure.
But keep in mind this: if you decide you want to do a video podcast, if you have a 30-minute audio podcast and you want to do a 30-minute video podcast, don't think for one second it's going to be the same size file size wise. I remember all these people wanted to do video podcasting when it was getting hot with the new iPod on this forum, and everybody asked the same question. I've got this huge, you know, video version of my podcast, and it's 30 minutes long, but it's huge. What do I do? And I wanted to say it, but
make
there was
it
no
not 30 minutes
make
long.
Make it 5 minutes long, you nitwit, because now you're working with video, which is an entirely. And also, if you think you get a lot of production, you know, I mean, Paul's also a production freak like me, but he works with just audio. And Paul's like, yeah, I've got all my time into Dancing Cat Studios. If he ever went to video, I'd never see him again. Martha would never see him again. And
you'd never see Martha again.
I'd never see either one of you two again, because the production values in video are much more demanding than the production values of audio.
I use for making video
a lot smaller. I'm a big fan of Source and Squeeze.
Yeah. Right. Compression.
Yeah, I mean, used for video. It's a very commonly used video compression for professional video for, like, editing and things.
Right.
It's very good. I can actually squeeze.
It's not free, is it?
No, it's not free. It might be. I don't know how much it is. I forget. But it's pretty pricey. But it's really good. Maybe why it's so expensive. But you can actually take a video clip and make it about a third of the size.
We use it for the podcast, too.
We compress the podcast with Squeeze also. But.
Yeah, I, on the other hand, think vidcasts are like have a big future. I think there always will be podcasts. But I think vidcasts are really going to be a future and take off.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch them on my TV now. I just download them on my iPod. And I have a little device I bought for $50. I put it in, and it plays on my 48-inch screen.
I was saying this morning, yeah. I mean, if Serenity was video podcast, it wouldn't matter.
Well, if somebody started wanting to produce, instead of fan fiction, fan videos and fan films, which they do, it's popular.
New Voyages
is
a podcast,
yeah.
Describe.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we've hit our time. Yeah, well, it's all right. Thank you so much to all of our panelists. Looks like Stackpole never made it, so he probably got mobbed by fans. But thank you so much for Podia Books, for Podcast Pickle, and for the Georgia Podcast Network represented here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you know a Georgia band or a hippie with a guitar who would like to have their music featured in a podcast, have them contact us by emailing info@gapodcastnetwork.com or calling 678-389-9441. This way, the ending of the shows won't seem so abrupt.